from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest. Each week, we explore environmental and science issues in Northern California. San Francisco city leaders are trying to cut carbon emissions and reduce traffic congestion by convincing more people to commute to work by bicycle. With gas prices hitting all-time highs, cycling also is a cheap alternative, but it's proving to be an uphill climb. A court injunction has stalled the city's efforts to paint more bike lanes. And as Marjorie Sun reports, it's not easy getting people out of their cars.
Are you frustrated by $4 a gallon for gas? Fed up with congestion like the traffic jam here on San Francisco's Market Street? Not Libby Wood. Last year, this 25-year-old graphic designer sold her Volvo when she moved to the Bay Area from Vermont and bought a bike. Now Wood cycles everywhere. She's saving nearly $1,300 a year in gas and cutting her annual carbon emissions by 8,500 pounds. Stopped with her bike at the busy intersection of Market and Van Ness, Wood shares her love for riding, saying it gives her
the independence and the money in my savings account now are just, I thank my bike every day, and it's just so fun.
Others in the city have also caught the bug to bike. Last year, cycling here jumped 15%, according to city counts, and San Francisco has one of the highest percentages of people cycling to work among big U.S. cities, about 2%, according to census data. And those numbers may be on the upswing. Last fall, voters here approved a measure to reduce greenhouse gases from transportation to 80% of 1990 levels over the next 4 years. City spokesman Judson True.
San Francisco has an ambitious goal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and bicycling is clearly a big part of it.
Still, bicycling's a tough sell for many. Neil Vea of San Francisco, waiting for a muni bus on Market, explains his reluctance.
You know, I considered it, but it's probably too dangerous. I mean, just traffic and people are always in a rush. They're really not paying attention to who's on the road. And, you know, I've been guilty of that, too, when I've driven down here.
But according to city studies, it's actually become safer to ride the streets of San Francisco over the past decade, though the reasons aren't clear. Since 1998, the number of collisions in the city between cars and bikes fell roughly 20%. Biking fatalities are rare, one or two a year, according to police reports. To really understand what it's like to navigate a bike through downtown San Francisco, the head of the city's bike coalition, Leah Shaham, took me for a ride down Market Street.
Market Street is actually the busiest bike route in the western part of the country. Huge numbers. Last year on Bike to Work Day, bikes actually outnumbered the number of cars.
We pedal down a part of Market with no bike lanes, and I feel a bit vulnerable. Luckily, a couple blocks further, a bike lane appears. It's marked by a solid white stripe painted on the street, and just for bike use. But a van and truck are blocking the bike lane.
Not only is it an inconvenience for us riding, it's actually really a danger. We had to jut out into the traffic lane, which of course surprises the cars that are moving in the traffic lane and really causes a hazardous situation for us.
We reach a stretch that's too narrow for a bike lane, but the pavement's stenciled with a picture of a bike and two big arrows. The image is called a charo. It means bicyclists are entitled to share the entire lane with cars. The charo helps move riders away from parked cars to reduce the risk of being hit by a door. 3 years ago, San Francisco announced it would add many more charos and bike lanes. But the plans hit a wall. Two groups concerned about the loss of parking and car lanes sued. A judge issued an injunction ordering the plans to be put on hold until the city conducted a more thorough environmental review. The study is expected to be done next year. Oliver Guida is the city's bike program manager.
What the injunction doesn't prevent us from doing is education and outreach. And citizens may have noticed some ads in the back of buses and on billboards that are targeting both motorists and cyclists to respect each other's right of way or to ride their bicycles with lights on it.
While the injunction's pending, the city has been busy designing other safety improvements. They include drawing up plans to quadruple the number of charos and almost double the miles of bike lanes. About 4% of city streets have bike lanes now. The proposals are up for public comment at several meetings around the city this month and next. For Quest, I'm Marjorie Sun.
Thursday, May 15th is Bike to Work Day in the Bay Area. We want to see you. Share your photos with our Quest Flickr group. Just go to kqed.org/quest. Also at our website, you can find out more about cycling in your community, as well as rules of the road.